From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Beijing tonight, President Obama sat down for an informal dinner with his Chinese counterpart, Hu Jintao. Serious discussions were put off until tomorrow. The two leaders will hold a more formal meeting in China's Great Hall of the People. Earlier today, Mr. Obama spoke with a group of university students in Shanghai. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president, and he sent this report.
Most of the students who attended the president's town hall weren't even born back in the 1970s when the U.S. began slowly opening diplomatic doors to China. Back then, their country was mostly seen as a strategic counterweight to Russia. In contrast, President Obama is now trying to enlist both China and Russia as allies to head off such 21st century threats as a nuclear-armed Iran. Mr. Obama told the students both China and the U.S. are more prosperous and secure when they act as partners rather than adversaries.
Just look how far we have come. In 1979, trade between the United States and China stood at roughly $5 billion. Today, it tops over $400 billion each year. The commerce affects our people's lives in so many ways.
What Mr. Obama didn't say there is that of the more than $400 billion in trade between the two countries, more than $300 billion flows just one way, from China to the U.S. That's the imbalance he hopes to address, so China not only sells to America, but also buys more from America, creating U.S. jobs in the process. The president's leverage is somewhat limited, though, since the U.S. depends on China to help bankroll its mounting budget deficits. Students at the town hall, who were chosen mostly by universities around Shanghai, didn't seem all that interested in economics, though. Instead, they asked about China's sister cities in the U.S., about cultural differences between the two countries, and about the president's Nobel Peace Prize. Mr. Obama answered the last of these, saying it's everyone's job to promote peace, and as China becomes more of a global power, he said, it has more of a responsibility to help tackle other global problems. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Beijing.